Mr. Chair, again, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator for the department. I think we'll start on page 89, Mr. Chair, with the start of the deer hunting season. As you can see, blessed with some great staff, Andy and Andrew did a great job there. Those guys have spent countless hours working behind the scenes, evaluating data, analyzing, organizing, putting stuff together. Field staff, all the way through regional staff, a lot of staff time put into these recommendations. And just want to thank all those staff involved in getting us to where we are here today with you. So, Mr. Chair, on page 89 would be the Custer State Park deer hunting season. We do not have any recommended changes for you on this season based on your proposal there on, some of the adjustments we made within rule for those ceiling cap licenses. We do have, at the end of all the deer proposals, we do have an administrative action sheet followed by the number of licenses and tag types by unit for each of the respective deer hunting seasons, along with the number of access permits for those applicable areas. We'll be asking you to take administrative action on those at the end here. But I'm not going to get into any real specifics at this time unless some of you have any questions. But for Custer State Park, Mr. Chair, we have no changes here for you.
Thanks, Chad. On these, we don't have changes or action, but let's just keep rolling.
Yep. Okay, we'll do.
Yes, yeah, and I would give the rest of the commission, if you have questions, feel free to interrupt because I can't see for the angle that Rachel's got me at. Now I can't see everybody.
Hey, Mr. Chair, on page 91, then, if there's no questions on Custer State Park, the Black Hills deer hunting season. Again, no recommended changes here. You will see some adjustments in those spreadsheets towards the end where we fell below some of the thresholds within the deer management plan. But again, no changes here from the proposal standpoint. Any questions, comments on Black Hills? Mr. Chair, moving on to page 94, the West River deer hunting season. We do have one recommended change there for you here today. That would be to repeal the private land management or hunting units that we implemented with you as a commission a couple years ago. The justification for repealing those would be we feel it would make a little bit more sense and maybe allow us to better track harvest data. To store it, organize it, track it through time better. It would eliminate the same geographic area having two unique unit names. And so you will see a change in the spreadsheets at the back end of this where we're going to move from the private land units to private land tag type for those specific licenses. So in the end, it's the same thing for a hunter, just a different way of implementing that and will allow us to kind of track and follow that through time in a more efficient manner, we hope. So that would be the only change. We would need an action on that change from you as a commission for that recommended change.
Entertainment motion.
Lockton moves. Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Go ahead, Chad.
Mr. Chair, moving on to page 97 of the East River deer hunting season. Again, the same style of recommended change here from your proposal would be to repeal those four private land units we have currently in rule. We will make those adjustments, as you will see, on private land antlerless whitetail license types within those spreadsheets. So this would be the only change we have for you here today, and again, we'll need a motion on this.
Whitmire moves.
Motion by Whitmire.
Second.
Second by Sharp. Any discussion on the action motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Shed.
Mr. Chair, on page 100 of your booklet would be the Wildlife Refuge deer hunting seasons. We have no recommended changes here for you today, so no action here is needed unless there's any discussion.
Go ahead.
Okay, this will move forward then, and we'll take work with you on final action here in the month of May at Custer State Park. Mr. Chair, on page 103 would be the archery deer hunting season. If you turn to page 104, we do have a couple recommended changes for you today. Recommended change number one is simply a rule cleanup. We are not making or bringing forward any recommended changes in regards to the dates that non-resident archery applicants have to apply for their license to be valid on public land right now. We're just striking some of that language that was put in place to implement that specific time period deadline. Just a cleanup there. And then recommended change number two pertains towards the LM1 unit. That's the open area that is valid for antlerless whitetail licenses. That area has kind of changed based on where we have licenses that are available for the harvest of an antlerless deer within the firearm units, thus making this unit open for those units, part of that open unit. So those would be the two recommended changes for you today. If you turn to page 106, you can see what that new LM1 map would look like when it comes to that area that is open for the harvest of antlerless whitetail deer with that respective license. And we would need an action from you, Mr. Chair, on that one today.
Thank you. Would you entertain a motion?
Peace moves.
Sharp, second.
Then a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, on page 107 would be the muzzleloader deer hunting season chapter. Again, we do have that one recommended change from your proposal today would be to add change there to the proposal, similar to what we just did for archery. This pertains towards the LM1 unit where those antlerless whitetail licenses would be valid for that open area, just making the same modification we just did our archery. So again, that map would be reflected again on page 109 there in your commission book, and we would need action on that. And I don't know if there's any discussion here or not.
Entertain a motion.
So moved. Second by Whitmire.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Hey, Mr. Chair, on page 111 of your book is the apprentice deer season. We do have a couple recommended changes from your current proposal. The justification for these changes revolve around some of the – there has been some complicating factors or some confusion amongst even some of our own staff and maybe some members of the public in regards to who is eligible or not for an apprentice deer license. We used to have the youth. We kind of melded that together with this apprentice. The recommended changes here to your proposal would be to remove some of those portions of that rule within that chapter that pertain to those under the age of 18. We still want to retain this apprentice deer hunting season option for those that are eligible for that season. We think it's a great opportunity to reconnect people that haven't held a license for the previous 10 years, an option for them to get back into the field with a guaranteed license at a relatively low price. So the recommended change number one there would be to repeal the administrative rule language pertaining towards youth under the age of 18. And then we also want to repeal the administrative rule that requires each hunter must be accompanied by an adult while hunting. We felt it probably wasn't necessary. Say I'm Chad Switzer and I'm 47 years old and I haven't hunted for 10 years. If I want to get back into this and maybe try deer hunting again, I maybe hunted 20 years prior to that or 20 times. Do I really need someone 18 or older to accompany me in the field? And we did. Just don't feel that that's necessary. So that's the justification for that change. So, Mr. Chair, those would be the only two changes we have for your proposal here. And would answer any questions or have any dialogue here if needed.
Ted, is anybody waving at you that they have questions or?
No, they're not.
I move to approve.
There you go. Second?
Whitmire.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Questions or discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Mr. Chair, we have a question from Commissioner Spring.
Yeah, I need to switch me back there. Thank you.
You're talking about having to have somebody, a guardian or whoever, a parent or whatever, with them, clear up to the age of 18. I don't know, it just seems like a little far to me. You can serve our nation in the armed forces at 18, but yet you can't go out and hunt for yourself. I don't know. I guess my boys, I always considered them men enough when they were 17, 18 to be able to hunt by themselves. So that's just my opinion. I have a little reservation on that. I can see 16-year-olds and younger, but and there's a lot of 18-year-olds maybe aren't that good, but it just kind of concerns me, that age right there.
Commissioner Spring, you're looking at, sorry, Mr. Chair, this is Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. Are you looking under that recommended changes to proposal there in respect to the age 18, correct?
Well, that's the proposal is going up to 18, right? The change.
So what this is in the apprentice season is for people that are 18 years of age or older. And what we're doing here is separating out apprentice from youth. They're in the same chapter right now, and we're making them separate chapters, separate seasons. And it doesn't make any sense to us that anybody that's 18 and older needs to be accompanied by an guardian or adult.
Before, wasn't it up to 18 years? This one says 18
right.
And on up.
Right. And so what we're simplifying for all accompaniment is there's a statute right now on the books that says anybody under the age of 16 must be accompanied by an adult or a guardian. And that's what we're going to follow for all of these seasons. So we're just trying to clean this all up, simplify it, that regardless if you're talking deer hunting, pheasant hunting, waterfowl hunting, whatever it is, a youth that is under the age of 16 must be accompanied by an adult or a guardian. Anybody 16 and older does not need to be accompanied because that's in state statute right now. And so we're just trying to clean that up in these chapters and seasons here as well.
I was reading the line here and it said the rule that each hunter must be accompanied by an adult while hunting. I thought that's what the change was, but I'm mistaken.
Yeah, that's what's currently in the regulations as it's written today. And so that will get adjusted by the change that is in here so that in the books it would clarify that and say in this particular season of apprentice, which are for 18 years and older, you would not need to be accompanied by another hunter or person.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. We'll cover that in the youth year season that we'll try to work with you as a commission to try to reestablish to separate these two. So,
does that help clarify that, Commissioner?
Yeah, Spring? It does. I was not reading it right. It's my
That's
fault.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, just to add in here, I know you have two motions to move forward with these recommended changes. I just want to make sure that if we want to have some discussion on the units that are open to an 03 and a Type 13 license, if you turn the page to 112, if you just go one more page into the booklet, if we want to have some discussion whether there's any interest to change what we currently have proposed, I think it would be in our best interest to do that now so we can be consistent moving forward with method and the youth discussion coming up here. So we don't have a recommended change from the department to make any adjustments, but if you as a commission body want to have that discussion now, I think now would be the time to do that.
Are you talking about if we go to the youth deal, then we need to do the change on the other ones before to get the analyst tag out of that. Right? Is that what you're saying?
The commission to adopt this now, and then we get the youth or after later, and we want to have some discussion about changes because we've already went through this for no change.
Well, these ain't finalized until next meeting, right?
Correct.
What do you guys mean?
Well, Chad, are you at the...
Your other map that we... that you're talking about, we need to discuss before we go to the youth one, right? Because you got the youth one there, right?
Right. Through the chair, Commissioner B's question was the applicability of this map, and I'll take it out here, so see what I'm looking at. But this map here, we'd like to make consistent for apprentice, mentor, and youth. So I just want to ensure if we move past this, that we don't have a discussion later on one of those other two seasons, and we'd have conflicting maps if there would be a change that the commission would like to amend the proposal.
Yeah, so if we change that map for youth, we want to change it for apprentice, but apprentice was first on the agenda. So this would be the time to discuss the white and the gray on that map and the allocation of where a mule deer doe could be harvested.
I thought it looked fine.
Is there any need to review again exactly what that map is saying, or is everybody comfortable and understand exactly what the map is saying for youth, mentor, and apprentice?
The apprentice was different than that, though.
The apprentice map is the same as youth season and mentored season, and so would the license types for those two units within that season as well.
So the white is the mule deer, and the non-white is the non-mule deer.
The white would be a mule, would be any antlerless, so a whitetail or a mule deer, and the gray shaded area in the rest of the state would be whitetail only. Yep.
So are you asking, are we wanting to put the same restrictions on the apprentice as we did the youth in that area? Is that where you're reading?
That is correct. That's why it's the same in all, because right now, in rule, the apprentice season is apprentice and youth. And in this process, and Chad's going to describe it, we're separating them out into separate seasons, if I may. But from the implementation portion of it, because they're all antlerless licenses, we want to keep the maps, the units, the license tapes, license types, all the same for apprentice, youth, and mentored deer hunting.
By doing that, the apprentice would be limited on the non-mule deer doe harvest also, just like the youth would be.
That's correct. Yep.
That's correct. That's correct.
I think the worry was that if we wanted to change something later, we'd have to come back and talk about this. So if we're going to change something, let's change it now so it's applicable to the other others we're going to discuss. But I,
at least in respect to the map and the license types in those units, there's going to be some other pieces in the youth deer that are specific to youth deer that Chad will cover, but in respect to the license types and the geographic area, yes, we'd like that to be consistent across all three.
I think
I think this is a good recommendation by staff. I don't have any problem with it. John? Charles?
Yeah, well,
go ahead.
No, I said yes. Back to the same thing as I said before, Meade County one, you know, the only real problem with mule deer is the very south edge along the river, and the rest of it's really hurting. But it's all two units and probably can't get separated, but you know, it's definitely a problem down along the river. They got too many, but on how we can change it, but just like Kevin said, you know, it would probably
kill a lot of mad animals, they couldn't kill Mildred down next to the river. But the rest of the unit, they're just very few, small amount, and it's a tough deal. I would like to be able to change it, but I don't know how we can.
Mr. Beast, what is the process to change boundaries on a unit?
Yeah, through the chair, the question from Commissioner Bees was the process to change unit boundaries again. It's the process we're going through here right now. The commission body voted to make an adjustment to any hunting unit boundary. You can certainly do that, and we go through the same public process that we do and finalize like we do any other proposals. So
like in Meade County, when it used to be three units, now it's into two, if the person moved that middle unit or the divider between those units and moved that down to Highway 34 being the southern end of the top end of the unit and leaving that southern end of the bottom unit.
The way it previously was, Highway 34 and the north-south line was the same as it is now as far as A and B. It just cut off the south one. And I don't know what kind of hell that would create the department. Just, is it early enough in the game that you could do something like that?
We've probably dealt with worse things.
You're telling me there's a chance.
There might be a chance. I'd maybe defer back to Andy and Andrew. I know we organize data and we track things at that unit level. It's not to say that we haven't changed units throughout time, because we certainly have. And flow with it, but I guess we haven't had any discussion internally, Commissioner Spring, about modifying that to Meade County unit. It's always our preferred method is to start out with the grassroots, with field staff, and talk about those changes. But it's absolutely your liberty to do what you feel is maybe needed here. So.
As far as for the deer and bring mule deer back, I think it's a great thing. I get home, I'll probably have landowners crawling down my back. Don't like it. Be repercussions on that.
Does John have some input?
I see the mugshot of my boss up there. So
yeah, I phone a friend.
Through the chair, John Cantor, terrestrial section chief for the department. Yeah, so I do recall how those units looked previously. I was part of helping to change those into larger units. And Commissioner Spring, I think you make a good point, and keep that in mind, that some of the reasons that we expanded and made these units larger is because some of those divisions ran right through the middle of people's properties. And so I don't remember exactly here, but I do know in some cases we would be splitting properties back out, and you know, with making these smaller units, we are forcing people then to choose one unit over the other when they're hunting on the same property. So yeah, it's not that we can't do it. Just understand, please, that there's certainly going to be some folks that won't like it.
Commissioner Beast, since these ain't going to be finalized till May. Is there a possibility Andy and them could look at that and then come back with a recommendation to change or not to change in May?
Yeah, through the chair, I mean, that is something, Commissioner Beasley, we can do. I'd maybe have to defer to our staff attorney if that would be a big enough change that would be outside of the public notice that we would put out to the public.
Mr. Chair, John McKillen, staff attorney, drafting in the public notice as we speak, so nothing's been sent to the press yet, so we still have latitude to do whatever this commission wants to put out there.
I mean, we can through the chair, you know, we can certainly discuss this change, but as in changing units, does that fall under the comprehensive deer review plan better than just trying to change it for this?
Yeah, through the chair, I guess if I was put on the spot, and I am here, and then answering that question, I guess in evaluating, taking a comprehensive review over the changes we made to the drawing structure and how effective or ineffective that has been, the timing of that in conjunction maybe with the revision of our deer management plan will occur about the same time. from my standpoint, at the big picture, would probably be the more appropriate time. But again, if I'm not going to stick my heels in the sand if one of you here want to make any changes to hunting units. So.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Beast. Could you repeat that comment again? What you said on that you want to change?
Well, I was just thinking about what Chuck's situation and what he's trying to address, that if there's a way to move that boundary line down, back down to 34, so there's a bigger unit up north, smaller unit down south along the river where the more mule deer are at, so that the northern herd can come back and grow more, we wouldn't have no antlerless tags in there, that might be a way to address the landowners down where the higher population is at. And to have the staff look at it between now and May, when we have finalization, if they come back and recommend, yeah, that's a good idea, make a change. If not, then we don't.
There was talk yesterday, have certain units that you had to have landlord permission to shoot mule deer, which would solve the whole situation, but that might be a big can of worms, too. I don't think there's any landlords up there where there are hardly any of you going to shoot them. People down there that are having problems, they'd welcome.
Mr. Chair?
Yep.
If I may, Commissioner Spring, I think, allowing for those private land licenses, that's probably would be a less rough road than if we change the unit boundary, if that helps you at all. We're certainly willing to take a look at either, but I think those private land licenses, like I said, would just be an easier road to travel.
Now, the hard part about being the guy that's supposed to be chairing the meeting and being the only guy not in the room is reading the room. And so, I like the discussion. I like that we're talking about finding a solution that everybody can live with. The last commissioner on the planet I'm worried about anybody crawling up their back is Commissioner Spring, because I'd hate to see the neighbor that would want to try that. But I don't know whether or not, again, not being able to read the room, if we talked enough about this, we can have a further conversation, have staff take a look at those. I really don't want to get into shooting from the hip, changing boundaries right here during this meeting. I think further discussion, we can certainly have that discussion between commissioners willing to engage in that and staff, but let's maybe pull back over here and get back towards the action items so we can keep on time for the day.
Mr. Chair, this is Tom Kirschman. I guess what I would throw out to the group, as the commission body, if that is something is of interest, just thinking of the rule process, the public notice, if that private land concept is something you want to think about and receive comment, it probably makes sense then to make that change and put it in the public notice so that people know exactly what you're thinking, to receive comment, because then the change could go back and remove that easier than moving it forward without it and then try to make that change at finalization. At least people would know and understand at least what direction you're thinking and going, and they can provide input on that. But if you don't do that and just move it forward as it is, and then at finalization try to add that private land piece to it, I'm not sure that we'll be able to do that within the public notice, depending on how we write it, and have the ability to do it without coming back again. And then that extends the time period, and we're going to run into a situation from applications and getting applications in and drawings and things like that. So if you have an interest in that, I guess my thinking would be is you put it out there for public comment. And if you get the comment that that's a no-go, or through some more of your thinking discussions, that's not the way to go, at finalization, we could pull the private lands part of it off and leave it as you have it right now, and I believe we would be okay in terms of how we'd go through that process. So I just throw that out to you just from a process standpoint, make sure that we're not caught in a bind, depending what final action you decide to take in May.
So through the chair, would that mean that we take Travis's, Commissioner Bees's recommendation as a motion with the private lands portion of it to be?
I think what you're suggesting is saying that the 03 license, the type 03 in that northwestern corner of the state would be an 03P, meaning for private land only. So nobody up there for youth, apprentice, and mentor would be able to hunt on walk-in areas, BLM, Forest Service lands, any public land. It would only be valid on private land. The rest of the state, the type 13 would still be public and private land, as those are whitetail only tags.
Clarify, Tom, though, would a hunter be able to shoot, a youth hunter shoot a whitetail on public lands in that white area if we went down this road?
If we went it as a P, then no. It would be restricted to private land only for both mule deer and whitetail deer as written under that concept.
Yeah. And that's where it becomes more problematic because we have maintainability in a lot of that unit, or DAU.
You can't go with a percentage of one type or the other. You've got to go all along. I mean, like a whitetail license, a mule deer license. That's not possible.
Anything is possible. It just depends on how far you want to take it, and how complicated you want to make for somebody to take a youth out hunting. That's what it comes down to.
So just to reiterate, the proposal in front of us here today will reduce mule deer doe harvest by about 450 m. Now, the concern is that some hunters that are harvesting mule deer in other western units where it's now closed will focus on this area in the white. Is that the concern?
Well, that's what we talked about yesterday.
Yep, but we weren't in that conversation with the rest of the commissioners. So if that is the concern that we're going to increase harvest in that white area, and then this would be a road or a path to go down, and if that concern is strictly on public land, that's where we would have to address the public land issue. Now, if we adopt this proposal as written, and we do see a shift in harvest from youth hunters into that white area, then we'd have to adjust next year. We can do that to see once if that fear does come to fruition or not. I want to be a little bit careful here not to respond to something that might not happen. We are going to be reducing mule deer harvest by about 450 animals based on the current proposal in front of us today.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
I appreciate Commissioner Spring's comments and input and thought on this, but I guess I would support us leaving this as it is for all youth apprentice and the mentor hunts like we're discussing, and see what the outcome is, and then we can take a look at some of these units next year if the outcome is not what we had hoped as part of the more of the comprehensive deer review plan. I think that makes more sense than making these little adjustments on everything we do. That would be my recommendation, you know, whatever the rest of the commissioners think. But I would suggest that's how we just continue this moving forward, and we can make changes necessary next year if it doesn't come out the way we hope.
Thanks, Commissioner Sharp. You know, my notes show that we actually have a motion still on the table by Blocken and seconded by Whitmire. So, you know, we're still in, you know, the discussion portion of this, and when we exhaust that, then that's when we'll take a vote on that. So appreciate your time.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Commissioner Blocken here. Just a little reminder that some of this mule deer doe harvest discussion started a year ago. Kind of in eastern South Dakota, there were some pockets of mule deer that we were trying to protect, and I think we saw a real positive reaction from the department willing to work with some of that stuff, and I think that'll continue. I think what we're looking at is that it's maybe not perfect, but it's an improvement, and mainly we've started seeing a good willingness with the department that they're willing to work on this. I guess I hate to say it, but I would go along with this, and let's see how the year works and see if if there's a shift in people targeting that area for meal goals, but.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
With these youth licenses, mentor licenses, whatever on this that we're discussing, that is anywhere West River? I mean, say my grandson buys one. Did he get one for Meade County, Pink County, whatever number unit, or is it anywhere?
So that license type would be only valid in those units in the white. If he bought one for Meade County, it would be an 03 type license. Now, if for the rest of the state, it would be a 13 type license, and it would not be valid in the white. So your grandson would have to stick to the counties in the white.
They're different than any other deer unit. This is all one unit.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So the gray area would be considered all one deer unit, and the white area would be the other deer unit. So there'd be two deer units for apprentice, mentored, and youth.
Mr. Chair, just to clarify what Kevin's saying is, a hunter could only have one. You couldn't have both. I just want to make sure everybody understands you're limited to one based on the.
Yeah, a hunter couldn't, let's say they live in Clark County, buy a 13-type youth license in Clark County and then go buy a license for 49B. You could only essentially get the license of a 13-type, which would be valid everywhere in that gray area, and it's only valid then to shoot a white-tail doe. So they'd have to make that choice.
But somebody, a youth hunter from anywhere in the state, could buy one for a gray area.
The white area, yeah.
White area.
And if we do see an influx of hunters targeting mule deer does in that white area, we'll have to respond to it. And we'll quantify, we'll get some harvest data to quantify that impact. We will have a feed under our belt with 2021 here in front of us. Then 2022, if we need to, we will have to improvise if we see a focused or enhanced harvest effort there in that white area.
We can change this. Even though it says we're setting up things for the next 3 years, we have the ability to change it at any time.
Yes, right? We do. Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Question for staff on 49A and 02A were both in the earlier presentation listed as areas where we would, our goal is to have a substantial increase in mule deer, and they stand out as the only two in the white area that are listed as such, whereas a substantial increase is desired. Just a question to staff, bringing them into the white versus putting them in the gray, is that kind of a total license goal or something, where you just wanted a larger area and they were the lesser of the areas to include, you know, versus say a 20A or something like that? It's very fitting with the goal, except for those two sections of Hawken and southwestern Meade County.
So through the chair, I maybe defer to Andy or Andrew to maybe write a response to that.
I can come up here and not give them a mic.
Go ahead. For both of you.
Yeah, through the chair, Commissioner Whitmire, that's a good question. Your observation, those two units stand out in the entire youth proposal unit for the Northwest. And the reason we included those two in that area is that we still have pockets of mule there where landowners are allowing youth hunts and have some organized youth activities that would still want to retain that ability for youth hunters to be able to shoot mule and doe fish. We felt like we had enough of that in those units, even though our objective is still we want a lot more mule deer in general, we had enough areas where landowners were wanting to host the hunters, and felt like we should include it in that.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the uniqueness of those two. Yeah. That explains. Thank you.
The amount of discussion shows what an important issue this is to everyone, and so. Not trying to rush anything, but if we don't have any more questions or comments, we do have the motion before us. There's no more questions or comments.
Can you read that motion back? Read the motion back.
Motion by Lofton and second by Whitmire to adopt the recommended changes from proposal.
That was to make the both maps.
That was to repeal the administrative rule with two recommended changes there on page 111.
I probably screwed this whole thing up by asking the question before we moved down.
I think it was the right question to ask, because what we wouldn't want to have happen is you go through two of these seasons and make changes and you get to the third and then all of a sudden have this discussion and have to come back and redo motions. And so it makes very good sense. The motion on the table, as Rachel just described, is the two items that in respect to the accompaniment and the age for apprentice, and with that comes how the map is as it is right now. So that's what your motion on the table would cover.
In my opinion, we just color them 245, 49A and B units gray. I'm just happy as a Chessie cat. I have no problem. But then you got some people that probably wouldn't be happy about it because there's too many mule deer in certain areas. I guess we'll just have to go with what you got for this year and adjust it next year if we need.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Question on 49B, if we didn't allow mule deer take on the youth, in turn the department could meet population goals with license allocations in lieu of what would normally happen during youth. So we could work that out.
Yeah, through the chair, and I'm sure staff with their current recommendations have accounted for how this map. Whether or not Trenton and his staff out in Rapid City office want to make any modifications, I can't answer that now, but they would obviously probably look at it.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, call the question.
Okay, all in favor of the motion before us, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Go ahead, Chad.
Yep, Mr. Chair, on page 115 would be the establishment of a youth deer season. So the recommended changes would be, again, to establish the season. And I, for the sake of time, I'm not going to go through all of these, but recommended change number two would be just to implement those pertinent and relevant administrative rules that are needed to give this new chapter a heartbeat, if you will. And then change number three would be just a cleanup to another chapter, which was chapter 41806, which deals with some aerial hunting provisions. And we just wanted to make a change there to add mentored and youth to that sentence there where they are so underlined. So, I guess with that, the youth deer season would reflect that same map that we just talked about to the open areas for those license types and pretty simple and straightforward. But if there's any questions on the creation of this chapter, it's not like we're creating a new license. We've been doing this. It's just separating it out to try to ease some confusion out there amongst applicants. So with that, any questions or comments?
Again.
Need a motion to authorize that then, Ted. Need some motions to accept the new map on the premise.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, on page 19 would be the application for license chapter. We do have a few recommended changes for you on your current proposal. A lot of things are kind of coming together here on this action sheet on the recommended changes we have. The first change there would be to allow for both a resident and non-resident parent or guardian to purchase a mentored license for a designated mentored youth. Recommended change number two there states a person under 16 years of age who received a youth deer license is ineligible to receive a mentored deer license. So one, you couldn't, if you have one, you couldn't have another. So either get one of those is what that's essentially saying. Recommended change number three there is based on House Bill 1047 that was enrolled during this past year's legislation, which took out, struck from codified law, the license types available towards landowner owned land licenses and gave you, the commission, the authority to indicate what licenses are available. So you can see there for both West East River and Black Hills, it's essentially no change to what was currently in statute, but we would follow suit with those eligible could purchase one any deer license or a two-tag any deer and any antlerless deer license. These would be for landowner or land licenses, hunting on lands that they own or operate. Some would be there under change three, would be for the antelope firearm hunting season. Qualifying landowners or owner operators may purchase one any antelope or a two tag any antelope and any doe fawn antelope license. Recommended changes number four and five are a result of creating the youth deer season chapter that you just took action on, just cleaning up some rule there to insert youth into those respective rules. The designation of where those free antlerless deer licenses are valid and where access permits could be required to insert youth back into those respective rules. And Mr. Chair, those would be the recommended changes we have from your proposal on this chapter.
Very well. They entertain a motion to make those changes.
Whitmire moves.
Second.
Motion by Whitmire, seconded by Bees. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Okay, Mr. Chair, the last proposal here would be related towards the deer hunting season for disabled veterans. Chapter that you have proposed. We worked with you on this last month. We do have one recommended change from your proposal, and this was, we had some discussion after the last commission meeting, and we felt we needed to probably insert or identify to define who is a disabled veteran, and that's not a fun thing to really try to define, and so what we ended up doing is if you turn to the next page on page 123, there is a definition of disabled veteran already in statute and codified law through the cousin hunt that's established in statute. And again, we simply just mirrored that language that was in codified law. And you can see that listed down there under the recommended change proposal. 20% or more disabled for resident veterans. That meet that status, and then 40% or more for that second status. Mr. Chair, those are the changes. I don't know if there's any discussion on that or not, but
certainly entertain a motion to make those changes.
Sharp moves.
Second.
Motion by Sharp, seconded by
Spring.
Spring. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Hey, Mr. Chair, we're about done here on page 124 would be the administrative action sheet for the number and types of licenses that a department have brought forward for you to consider for each of the deer seasons and the number of access permits. kind of where the rubber meets the road on a lot of this deer stuff. A lot of the discussion around mule deer management, making adjustments within those units to try to meet those population objectives, those maps that Andy and Andrew talked about, and how we want to get where we feel we want to get to and whatnot. So I don't know if you've had much time to look those over or not, but if there's any questions on any of those respective seasons, we'd certainly try to answer any of those. But this is where you have the authority to establish those ceiling caps that we worked on earlier. Just allows you within the guidance of that cap to implement what the department has recommended and you take action on it. Again, these would be finalized, formally in the amendment. So we'll have another one.
Need a motion there, Chad?
Yeah, we do.
Lockin moves.
Beeson second.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
And Mr. Chair, if you or any of the other commissioners, when you look through those license types and whatnot, feel free to reach out to any of us, your regional staff member there. We'd be more than happy to have any discussions on any questions or comments you might have on any of those.
Well, thanks, Chad.
Mr. Chairman, Tom Kirschman, your pleasure if you want to continue on with the agenda. I know Mr. Kantilnik sent you the resolution from the petition earlier and to the other commissioners. If you want to address that now or later, that's totally up to you. Just want to make sure that we have that on our radar to take that final action on that resolution.
Let's take care of it right now so that we don't miss tomorrow.
I do believe, John, you sent it out to all the commissioners via email, so you should have it. But I'll quickly read over just a couple of the items from the discussion today. And this resolution is supporting the denial of the petition from you, the commission. A couple of the key points talked about that the smallmouth bass harvest levels are not detrimental to the bass population in Lake Sharp. Information that we have from research has shown increasing smallmouth bass abundance in lakewide distribution in Lake Sharp throughout the last couple of decades. Previous length restrictions, as Gino talked to you about, on smallmouth bass did not have a positive impact on smallmouth bass fishery, and the suggested length restriction would reduce the ability of anglers to harvest. It would take away opportunity, and also looking at it from that perspective. And so those were a couple of the main points that were inserted into the resolution. If you're comfortable with that approach and that meets the discussions, we would ask that you adopt resolution 21-08 in respect to denying the petition from today.
Very well. Any questions or comments on that? If not, I'd entertain a motion to deny the or to pass the petition.
Beast moves.
Second by Whitmire.
We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's all we have for proposals for you, Mr. Chair. I think that covers all of them. We'll have a lengthy list of finalizations for you at Custer State Park to finalize all these. Look forward to those discussions. And so with that, I'll turn it over to you if you want to continue down the agenda or the direction you'd like to go.
Sure.